The Power Packs Geek Speak. Thanks to the Telstra Store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. With Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
Really is here to talk tech, but we cannot miss the opportunity to get excited about this Thursday. Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy. It's finals week.
We've got to keep a lid on it, Damon. We've got to take this thing seriously. It's the year has started again for us. Yep, well done. We finished on top. I was actually talking, had lunch yesterday with a past Port Adelaide legend on there, Tim Ginever. He was at lunch yesterday as
fantastic.
Well. So we were having a bit of a discussion because he knows I'm a big Port Adelaide fan and supporter and things like that. All starts again from this week. So let's all calm down about it. It's good to see the other club taking all the news this week. I think that's very good because it just lets us slip under the radar.
Behave, Richard Pascoe. Just quickly, do Port Adelaide win?
I think they do. I think they'll win in the midfield. Geelong don't have a great finals record the last few years.
And I think
they would have learned all the lessons from the last time we played them. Last time we played them Adelaide Oval, we cleaned them up. And I think that's going to be the thing. So,
it's going to be a huge match. Looking forward to that. Hopefully we'll have good news when we catch up next Wednesday. But let's get down to what we're here for, and that is talking tech. Richard, a lot of people are a bit clumsy with their mobile phones. So when they break, what is the best thing to do? Where should we be taking them?
I had somebody who rang me yesterday about this, so I thought I'd bring this up again. Look for an authorised repairer.
If
you get, especially iPhones, I've got a say on there as well. And it's one of the reasons why we say you make sure you back your phone up when I'm about to tell you this story as well. So, you know, make sure it's backed up. That's why we tell you this. Poor guy took his phone into a phone repairer, had an iPhone on there as well, had a broken screen, got the screen repaired. The repairer then went, Yeah, your fingerprint reader's broken as well, so we've got to repair that.
Ugh.
Then the camera lens is broken as well, we've got to repair that. Then the thing wouldn't boot afterwards, and he blamed Apple. It's not Apple's fault, it's the fact that he didn't know probably what he was doing, wasn't authorised repairer, had no idea, out of his league as well. So, you know, ask questions when you go into any phone repairer. Have they done these phones before? What sort of guarantee are they going to give? Because this poor guy is going to go back and say, you know what, you probably owe me a new phone.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, on there as well. And he's lost all of his data as well on there because it wouldn't boot. So, you know, just be careful when you're getting your phone repaired.
Yeah, not a great story at all. Just makes me shudder to think about it. In the last couple of weeks, Richard, since I've spoken to you, Apple dropped their latest product release, not the iPhone. We'll talk about that in a sec. But they did release their new series of Apple Watches, the Series 6. Do you have one?
No, I do have one. Have one since I've been able to get it. As well, it is the best smartwatch you can buy. I've had the Samsung one, that's quite good, which works for the Android phones, but this watch is miles in front, we've got to say that. I haven't seen a smartwatch since the Apple ones have come out that really challenged what this watch can do around it. Saw the story on the news about the poor guy who fell over and Triple O was able to be called as well, which saved his life.
Yeah, brilliant.
There's some great new features on there as well, such as blood oxygen, which seems to work quite well. It's got a sleep monitor on there as well. It just works. Battery life, about the same, day and a half. I was able to get 36 hours straight out of it as well. Screen's a bit brighter on there as well. The altimeter works. But if you're going to buy, you know, if you're thinking about buying, you know, a smartwatch, this is the watch to get us. If you've got an iPhone. So, yeah, love the Apple Watch.
Do this might be a stupid question, but it's Ask a Stupid Question Day. Do the Apple iWatches work with Samsung phones?
No, they don't.
So there's no connectivity at all?
No.
Okay, well, there you go. You've got to invest in that infrastructure. They'll get you. They'll get you somehow.
That's right. They'll get you in.
Now,
it's all about getting you in.
Generally, by this point of the year, we have a new iPhone release or at least information about one. 2020 is a bit of a different year. When do you think we're going to find out about the next iteration of the iPhone?
I think there'll be an announcement on the 13th of October. That is the hot tip at the moment as well. We'll tell you exactly when it happens on here as well. But we always bring this up every year because if you're thinking about buying a new iPhone, you might just want to wait. at the moment. So we're still expecting four models, two of the lower cost ones, which won't have as good as many lenses as the premium ones, two premium ones. The largest premium one will have a 6.7-inch screen on there as well. But, you know, expect some announcement around about the 13th of October as well about the new iPhones. But, yeah, and you'll probably see me at the Telstra store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge when it gets released.
Along with the Apple iWatch update Series 6, we also received a new iOS update. Is that having much of an effect on things like battery life, Richard?
It happens the same time every year. Lots of complaints about battery life. If we went back 12 months ago, I reckon we talked about it. We went back 12 months before that, I reckon we talked about it as well. So lots of people out there complaining about battery life. When you put a new operating system on an iPhone, it triggers a lot of stuff off in the background. It indexes, it recalibrates the battery. That can go on for days. So, you know, it consumes power, but the battery recalibration can go along and give the impression the battery is draining more rapidly when it actually isn't as well. All the apps get updated as well, so it can take sometimes several weeks, but it will settle down and suddenly you go, oh, my battery life's back to normal.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that's the case. I have been enjoying playing with that new system update, particularly all the widgets. No, all you Android people have had this for ages, but now us Apple users can enjoy it as well. Let's jump into this, Richard.
Crap Tech of the Week. I said Crap Tech of the Week.
Richard Pascoe's Crap Tech of the Week.
Let's not go shopping. What are we avoiding this week?
We're avoiding the Jaycom Smart Ring. So they say on the ad, it's new technology, Magic Finger Smart Ring. That's not a great ad for it anyway. And it's suitable for Android, Windows, mobile phone. Right there is when you should stop and go. When was the last time anybody actually used a Windows phone? And give you some idea, 5 years ago, they sold 35 in Australia. So
35?
This is at 35 phones in Australia. So we normally talk tens of thousands for the others, but this is still being advertised out there. They say it's a multi-function smart ring, support for, again, the Samsung phone, the Huawei phone, a Millet phone. Have you ever heard of a Millet phone?
I have not.
No, neither have I. So it says you can store and exchange personal information. I won't put anything on this ring at all. You tap the ring against the phone, which supposedly goes along and starts it. It says touch unlock, handwear ring, touch unlock, screen lock, application lock set. Right there, you know that you do not buy this thing at all. They say it's waterproof. Great, I would be throwing it away anyway. And it says no electricity to work. Really, it's a ring that goes on your finger and easy to wear. It slips on your finger, people. So the Jaycom Smart Ring selling for $29, I'd avoid it.
Yeah, too much ring chat this morning. If you want to catch up with Richard, adelaidetechguy.com.au. We're looking forward to those iPhone announcements in a couple of weeks' time. We'll do it again next week, Richard.
Look forward to it.